participating in the firefighter, the leukemia and lymphoma firefighter stair climb in Seattle on March 9th. So we're raising money for that.
I'm Jacob Allen.
I am Devin Johnson.
I am Anna Allen. It's the Columbia Center in downtown Seattle. It is the tallest in Seattle. It takes 69 floors of stairs and 1,356 steps to reach the Skyview Observatory, and that's what we're going to be doing in our full gear.
This is all of our first year.
Yeah, there's 8 of us doing it. It's our...
The three of us.
We're rookies.
Yeah, we are rookies.
My name's Emma Welch. I'm in fourth grade.
I wanted to look at the fire. I was looking at the stick because it looked like a totem pole to me.
So have you been good, Archer?
Yeah.
Are you promised?
Yeah.
Do you think you can be good to Christmas?
Yeah.
So that was a BB gun. So a BB gun, huh? That's an interesting one. You're not going to shoot your eye out, are you?
Ho, Merry Christmas. To all a good night.
Hey, you're stealing my line, Archer.
Bill Burr, I'm the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce president, and I get to start the Midnight Madness. Right now, a little cold, but no, it feels wonderful to see all the people out. Last year, the road was packed, and we're anticipating that again. So, and this year, we got a tree that grew up the same area as the Washington, D.C. Capitol tree.
Adam Morse, I'm down here supporting my wife, Tasha. It feels nice. It's not too cold. It's not raining. The rain stopped for a little while. It's perfect. I am next to the, let's just call it the charcoal pit. It's giving off some warmth. I think at some point they bring out marshmallows and sticks, or they have in the past anyways.
My name is Lorna Salchenberg. I am here watching my daughter do her first year for the Christmas caroling. It's definitely not as cold as it was last year. So it feels pretty good. You know, it's not nearly as busy as it was about this time.
Hi, I'm Greg Meisner. I am selling my wife's goodies here. She made a bunch of these tic-tac-toe boards with rocks, painted rocks, and little log slices. They're all painted to go with the story, kids' stories books, and the rocks correlate with the story so the kids can, you know, take the rocks and tell the story themselves. This pile of rocks here is from the book Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar. So if you look at all the different little panes, if you follow the book, you can see what's going on. Little kids can take those and tell you the story with the rocks any way they want, can arrange them in their way of thinking.
My name's Cindy Martin. We're anxiously waiting for the tree lighting. We've got live music going on, and I'm just so amazed at our music teacher, Tasha Morse, for all the years that she's been here. Feels festive. The weather's mild. Lots of kiddos eating marshmallows over a fire.
All right, Wrangell, let's begin. 10, 9,